Okay, Pepper, I'd like to ask you where you were born.
Born in Lockhart, Texas, April 23rd, 1899.
Okay, and then about what year did your family come to South Texas?
Early 1904,
and how old were you? You were 4 years
old? Small boy.
Small boy, 4 or 5 years old. Okay, why did y'all come to South Texas?
We were going to the Magic Valley.
Weren't
y'all going to the Magic Valley?
Going to the Magic Valley.
This was the thing, you know, weren't a lot of people at that time had heard about the Magic Valley?
Heard of the Magic Valley, and they thought that, in fact, Brownsville was our goal.
Brownsville, but how come y'all stopped here?
Our wagon broke down.
The wagon broke down?
There were 7 of us children. And we was in a wagon, broke the axle on the wagon, but next that we had to stop.
Right.
And then we delayed here some time to get our wagon fixed. And then we went back, and there's building a railroad track from Alice to Palfurious. We went back and camped at the Ellis Switch. And we had built a railroad track from the Ellis Switch to where the present underpass is at Palfurious.
Okay, when y'all first broke down, wasn't it just north of that, where the town of Palfurious is right now?
What?
When you first broke down, wasn't it north, just to say 4 or 5 miles north of where the town of Palfurious is now?
4 miles northeast of Palfurious, to the Salmas Creek.
Okay, and
wasn't there a little town there?
Paisano.
The name of the town, there's a small town there, Paisano?
Yes.
Were there any buildings?
The best I can remember, there was 2.
2 buildings? With a grocery store and a post office, or what?
Well, when we first went there, there was no post office. Okay. Later on, there was a post office.
Wasn't it, there's some old man that let y'all stay in his house, that lent y'all his home there?
A Spanish man that was a goat herd. He had a large herd of goats. And he had a little old one-room building, adobe building with grass roof. And we had a big family, and our family all had children fever. And he moved out of his house and moved out under a tree and loaned us his house. And my little brother was a small baby then, and he needed milk, and he brought us a goat with 2 little goats, a mama goat with 2 little goats. And he told us to eat one of the goats and get milk for the baby, and then a little while to eat the other young goats. And that's what the milk that we had for my little brother.
Do you remember the name of this man?
Begonia Garza.
Okay. Do you remember about how long y'all stayed there?
I would think less than a year.
Less than a year in this little one room?
Yes.
Would you repeat on there how that house was made? Did you say mesquite roots and mud?
It was made out of limbs and mud and with sacawiste roof, grass roof. Just had 1 door, no windows.
And, well, y'all lived here, wasn't there a big storm? Was this when one of you got lost when there was a big storm? Is that different?
That was later.
That was later? Okay, after y'all lived here about a year, where did y'all live? In that little one-room shack. Where did y'all move from there?
We moved to the, called the Heart and Grass Place, just back of the county barn now.
Uh-huh.
We lived there 2 years, and then we bought that school land. Jet mine, and we moved down there in 1905. Mm-hmm. Moved there January 1st, 1905.
Okay, and then
but in between, you lived over there on that close to the Edward Shell house when they were building. I mean that old Jim Ward house.
Well, Daddy made our living for from 19. 19- Well, it was just about a year, he built dirt tanks, dirt reservoirs. And we lived first one place and then another.
This is after construction stopped on the railroad.
After the construction. We built the railroad track to underpass, just to dump, and it was dry and the sand was so soft the mules couldn't, it was all done with mules. And the sand was so soft the mules couldn't stand up on that dump and they discontinued the track. And the railroad then was, when the railroad was built, it was built to South Furious only. And in later years it was moved on to the valley.
And then your daddy made the living house?
Digging dirt reservoirs. After Falfier started to, went on a boom, he built reservoirs, dirt tanks.
Your father and the older children helped, didn't they?
Yes.
These reservoirs were to hold water from artesian wells?
Artesian wells. They were flowing wells then.
Didn't you all also do something about the highway crossings or the road crossings?
My daddy had built, I suppose, all, as well as I remember, all the railroad crossings from Ellis South. That was the first job he did after we quit the building on the dump before we started the reservoir work.
Okay, what kind of work did you do while this railroad was being built?
I was water boy. Carried water to the men that worked on the railroad on the railroad dump when we were building the dump.
And your sisters, what kind of work did they do?
My second sister was as good a teamster as ever drove a mule. She drove field scrapers and helped build those tanks.
Worked like a man.
Worked just like a man. She'd do anything that a man could do. In fact, she was the official scraper filler. She filled those slips, which takes an awful good man to do.
And then while y'all were building these dirt tanks, at one time you lived there by that Jim Ward place, right?
Right.
Okay, tell
me. Belonged to old man Newt Rochelle, Ed Rochelle's father. We built a tank for him and we stayed there. We was there when a big rainstorm came. And the house was just partially finished, and we moved my tent. When the storm hit, we tried to go to the house, and I got lost, but I went under the house instead of in the house. It wasn't completed. And they finally got come out there and found me. I was under the house.
But they thought they'd lost Little Willie, didn't they?
Yeah, they thought they'd lost Little Willie.
Is this a rainstorm, or?
Rain and hail. Terrific rain.
Okay, think about other people that lived in South Furious at that time. The Porters lived here, didn't they?
Old man L.T. Porter and Jim Ward, Jim Maupin, Sparks, C.V. Sparks,
Michelle.
And
were the Lassiters here then?
Yes, the Lassiters was here then.
There were
several Allen brothers, Tom and Jim Allen. They worked for the Lassiter estate.
How about the...
And old man George Franks was one of the first men that worked for the Lassiters. He was a Lassiter foreman. He's taking care of the first farming Mr. Lassiter did here.
Old man George Franks is the father of Thelma Franks, that is the doctor in Corpus.
That's right. That's right. George Franks.
How about the McBrides? Didn't they live here?
R.E. McBride. Soon after the town started, R.E. McBride put up a store here, grocery store, and he had a big sign up, R.E. McBride, you dirty dog. We buy bones, hides.
When did they build the town where it is now? The town of South Furious?
1905.
Do you know who the first white baby was that was born in Falfurrias? I believe it was Laura McBride, R. E. McBride's daughter.
That's right.
Wasn't he the sheriff here? And they lived where the Brooks County Jail is right now.
Yeah.
That's Mrs. Clyde Wright.
Miss Clyde, which is now Miss Clyde Wright. Sorry, McBride.
Okay, now this place that you moved to down at Jet Mine, how did you get that place? How did your family get it?
Well, it's a long story.
Let's talk about it.
We were financially embarrassed. And we had a friend that lived, an old gentleman that lived with us, was a county surveyor. He lived with us, and he found out about this school land, and he himself did all the paperwork, loaned us the money to file on this land. In fact, he did it all himself.
So what's his name?
Old man Lyman Chamberlain.
Old man Lyman Chamberlain, was he the father of Dal Chamberlain? And
the grandfather.
The grandfather of Dal and Ty and Dorothy and Mitty and that
bunch. The old man's initial was L.L. Chamberlain.
L.L. And he helped you get that school land. Do you remember any chance?
He loaned us the money and we paid him back to him the best way we could.
Do you remember by any chance how much it cost?
The home section cost $2.07 an acre, and those other sections cost, I think, $3.80 an acre. We had 40 years to pay for it. We paid down 1/40th part, and when the 40 years run out, the state gave us an extra 10 years to pay the unpaid balance.
So a total of 50 years.
That's right.
That you had to pay for this land the state had given the school system to finance their school.
That's right.
And this land is south of Jet Mine, right?
Due south of Jet Mine, the original old cave, they call it, out of Corral.
Near the Salt Lake.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about the members of your family. Your daddy's name was
Little Barry.
Little Barry Wright.
My mother called him Buddy, Bud Wright. His given name was Bud Wright.
Our nickname.
Nickname.
His nickname was Bud. Your mother's name?
Teresa Luvana Luella Gunn.
Well, I said Stockwell Gunn.
Stockwell was her...
maternal grandfather.
Maternal grandfather.
This is the maternal grandfather that raised her.
That's right.
In where? In the Carolinas?
Yes.
I believe she came from the Carolinas. And they met in Lockhart?
Yes.
Your mother and your father. And what kind of work did your father do in Lockhart?
He was public wear at the gym at Lockhart. He was, weighed the cotton. He was a small man. But I was told if he could put a bale, a 500-pound bale of cotton on his knee and load it on a wagon. Of course, those wagons weren't very tall. It was small wagons.
And y'all decided to go to the Magic Valley. And somewhere on the way, didn't you stop for a few months? When your brother was born in Karnes County? In Karnes County, I believe you stopped and put
Karnes
in a crop.
County, we were, in Karnes County, we stopped and put in one crop.
You share crops?
Share crop.
One crop. Then after the baby was born, you moved
we
on
moved
south.
Moved on to Falfurrias.
Let's get the names of your brothers and sisters. The oldest?
Cleveland L. Oldest girl was Nettie. Second girl was Clara. Clara Bell.
Clara Elizabeth.
Clara Elizabeth. And then Eugene Clark.
Better known as Jean.
Better known as Jean. And my youngest sister was Lana. I called her Fred.
Oh, boy.
And then my baby brother was Earl.
The one that was born in Corn County.
The one that was born in Corn County was Earl.
The one that grew up on the goat mill.
Yeah, he grew up on the goat mill. No one is hard-headed.
Tell me what kind of transportation you use going back and forth from this jet mine place to the big city of Valkyries.
All the transportation that we had, the whole I'm speaking for the whole family, was a wagon and two horses. Later on, when we got better off, we bought a donkey for $1.75 on a credit.
What was her name?
That donkey was named Bonnie. And I didn't keep that poor little donkey but about 20 years. He was my friend. I rode him everywhere I went. What schooling I got, I rode that donkey. If I didn't walk, most of it I had to walk.
That's Bonnie.
Bonnie.
He?
Bonnie. The little donkey. He was a donkey.
He was Bonnie, huh?
He was Bonnie.
How'd you get across fences with Bonnie?
Just walk up there and act like I was going to raise that wire up and he'd go under any fence.
Just get out and scoot under it.
And if I wasn't there, he didn't wait for me. He went under the fence and went on anyhow. And it's my trouble to find him.
Tell me, Daddy, did you ever steal a grapefruit when you were a little boy? When's the first grapefruit you stole?
The first grapefruit I ever saw in my life was planted where that present airport is. And the first fruit to come on those trees, I was riding Bonnie going to Falfurious, which is about 8 miles. And I got the airport just before I got to town and I seen those grapefruit on those trees. The trees then was about 4 feet high. It was the first crop of grapefruit. I just couldn't stand it. I had to get one of those grapefruit. It was about half grown, but it wasn't very sweet.
Did it pucker in your mouth?
Ooh. Well, I just bit into it like it was an apple. I didn't know how you eat it. It wasn't very delicious, I'll tell you.
I want you to think back a little bit about the bottomless pit. Where was this bottomless pit?
It was in the south side of the Salt Lake. It's the present Salt Lake is down there now. It blew out during that White Point blowout near Beaumont.
The White Point blowout at Beaumont. You're talking about when an oil well or a gas well near Beaumont. In the Spindletop oil field blew out.
This bottomless pit.
Sunk in. And before that, there had not been a pit there?
And there, that was smooth. When we drove over the wagons, I drove stock over it. It smoothed down. And that pit dropped down about 20 feet down to the water, and how deep it was, I don't know.
Did you ever try to find the bottom?
Well, a bunch of young people went up there one Sunday evening and tied three roping ropes together. We put a buggy wheel on it and dropped it down, and we never did hit bottom.
Three roping ropes, perhaps?
35 foot ropes.
Over 100 feet then?
Yes, sir.
And you never did hit the bottom. What kind of water was in it?
It was just as clear as crystal and just as salty as it could be.
So very salty. Okay,
very salty.
When you swam in it, could you dive very deep?
We didn't try to, we were afraid to. For many years, it eventually filled up.
Do you think the lake was salty before that?
Yes, I know it was. Because when we moved to the jet mine area, all the salt we had, we picked up off that salt lake with a shovel.
And this bottomless pit, how big around was it when you first saw it?
I'd say 30 feet.
Across?
30 feet across it.
And it gradually caved in and caved in until there was no longer the bottomless pit there. It was just a low spot
just
in the lake.
Just a low spot. And this spot may be 200 feet wide now. It's just funnel shaped.
And what you're saying is that the people around here felt like that there was something connected with the White Point blowout.
That's
that
right.
For some reason, because it happened at the same time that it was connected.
But that water would rise and lower with the tide.
Rose and lowered with the tide. So it had to be connected with the bay some way, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
And this cave that used to be there isn't there anymore, is it?
No, it's... They made a jet mine out of it and mined it all out and dug the cave up.
Who did that jet mine? Mr. Laster?
Mr. Laster.
And didn't they build a railroad spur?
They built a railroad spur in there and operated, sold that jet some, I'd say, 3 to 5 years. It discontinued during the First War, if I remember right.
And now I think they're down there trying to just clean it up, aren't they?
They're still the refuge that they, where they cleaned that up and piled it up there, it still sells some of that to this road servicing occasionally.
Just locally, it's not a
just
big
locally,
time.
It's not a big time.
What kind of livestock do you remember being here when you first came here?
Well, that's the last. I had most, did most of the ranching, and he had most of our Hereford cattle. Big steers. And that jet mine area where we lived, he had all together steers.
Were there any sheep?
No sheep at all. There was some goats. A few goats. No sheep. I didn't know what a sheep was when I was a big boy.
What do you remember about Don Pedro?
You're speaking of Don Pedro Jaramillo.
Well, he was a elderly man. It was an awful fine old gentleman. He spent most of his life helping others. He was kind of a faith healer, I guess you'd call it. But he just went around and spent most of his life just helping, doctoring people.
Like a good Samaritan?
Yeah, he was just a good Samaritan, in other words. The people had anything to pay him, okay. If they had a chicken to give him, well, okay. If didn't, it was just fine. He doctor helped them just the same.
Didn't he use a lot of herbs from the land?
There was very little medicine at that time. He had to use herbs.
He made his own medicine?
Lots of his own medicine. He made his own medicine.
But he didn't claim to have any magical powers.
No, he didn't claim to have any magical powers whatsoever. He was just, I'd call him just an experienced old gentleman with a broad mind.
How do you think he'd feel about it if he knew that they had built a temple to him now and people go there to worship him?
I don't know just how. I just don't believe he'd appreciate it. What he did for the good of the people, and he wanted no praise for it.
I believe the Myricks were some of the early settlers here, weren't they?
The two Myricks, Joe Myrick and Richard Myrick, brothers, they came here in 1905, 5 or 6.
And at first, didn't Joe Myrick work for Mr. Laster or something?
When Joe Myrick came here, he worked in the hotel, the first hotel. It was in South Paris.
That's the Park Hotel, I believe.
Which is called the Park Hotel now.
The Park
and Ms.
Hotel is now.
And Ms. Porter. Ms. Porter was cooking. She helped run that hotel for many years.
It was kind of like a boarding house, wasn't it?
It was a boarding house more than it was a hotel, I'd say.
And that's just in the block that's southwest of the courthouse, is it?
That's right.
Is today. It's one of the high spots of town, isn't it?
It's one of the only spots that didn't get under the flood during the Beulah flood.
Yeah, the Beulah flood is one of the deepest we've had in your memory, right?
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about where the creamery was built now, and the purpose for the creamery.
The first Foul Furious creamery that was built in Foul Furious was one block north of where the red light is now.
One block north, that's pretty close to where it is now, isn't it? On the same...
It's east now.
It's east.
Oh, it was north.
Of the oldest building?
Right there where the old ice house, present ice house is.
Uh-huh.
And then just back to that, the first two gyms was built in Foul Furious. C.S. Wagentown built two gyms. And then George Hobbs built another gym. We had three gyms here at one time.
Foul Furious had enough cotton to keep three gyms busy.
In Foul Furious. And Mr. Lassie put up a gym at number 5, 3 miles west of Foul Furious, that operated for some time.
That's actually where the Hollywood camp is.
Where the Hollywood camp is, that's where Mr. Lassie built the gym. And there was lots of cotton raised here at that time.
Do you remember anything about hearing when you were growing up about how the name of the town of Foul Furious came to be, what it meant, and who thought it up? Did it already have a name when you came here? You weren't very old, you couldn't remember, I guess.
I was about 5 years old when I came here, and I don't remember much about it. They told me it was an Indian name.
You know what they said it meant?
Flowers.
Meant flowers?
Yes.
Then probably for these Heart's Delight purple flowers that are unique to this area, huh? This is the only place
around where they grow. It's the only place that I know of, but it's growing. It grow wild.
Do you remember there ever being a bottling works here that bottled, say, soda water? Glass factory that made bottles here?
There was a bottling works here, but they didn't make bottles here. They bottled soda water.
Well, there are some bottles around that have Foul Furious stamped on the bottom that they were made in Foul Furious.
Possibly they did make the bottle, but there was a bottling man here.
How about the Downs family? When did they come here?
They must come here in 1906. Old man Perry Downs was a wet water well man. He drilled a big percent of all the water wells that drilled in Foul Furious for a long period of time. And after he retired, his son taking up the work, Chester Downs. And then
Albert? His son Albert did that for a while, I believe, too, didn't he?
Yeah, a little while. And then old man Chester down, taking it up after Albert was just operated for a while, and Chester down, his other brother taking it up, and for the rest of his life, yeah, I guess. I don't remember how long it was, but many years.
Then really this country didn't have many people in it until they started drilling those artesian wells, right?
That's right.
And that was the thing that gave people something to come here for, gave it a future.
The first I can remember, there was a flowing well, the city water was a flowing well. And when the Porter family came here, our two Porter boys and my two brothers and I, three brothers and I, rather, was the only white boys laid on these trails, I didn't say streets.
Now, you said that Mr. Downs drilled most of the wells around here, or all the wells here at first, right?
That's right.
And what did you say about your family in digging their tanks?
We followed the Downs well drillers and dug the tanks for all the early farmers that came into Falcuras.
These are open pits?
These are open pits.
Dirt tanks?
Dirt tanks.
For irrigation water?
Irrigation and stock water.
And what were the crops that were planted? Cotton and
cotton and corn and watermelons.
Hmm. And
lots of watermelons. Old man Joe Meyer, that was his.
That was his specialty, watermelons, huh?
Right? Arnold Treadwell was one of the first men that worked in that last store, too.
Harvey?
Harvey Treadwell.
Treadwell. And this last year store that was?
And then Bill Riley.
Bill Riley. And that last year store was on the main street of Falcuras now, huh?
That's where Skinner's place is now.
Or Skinner's weight station is. Let's talk about at your school years. Did you go to school a lot?
I went about 2 months. The first school that they had in Falcuras, which was where the last school is now, a one-room building.
And who was the teacher?
Miss Dagmar.
Miss Dagmar.
And she spanked me.
Oh, she spanked you? What for?
I don't remember.
Oh, that wouldn't do to repeat, huh? Was that the first schooling that you'd had?
Yes, I was just 6 or 7 years old. I think we had to be 7 years old before we started school there.
Okay, then you went 2 months then. Did you get any more school?
Not for several years.
You were trying to help make a living. Your father was incapacitated because he was blind?
That's right.
And in the wintertime, I believe, you got a little bit of schooling, didn't you?
I tried to go 1 to 3 months.
In the winter?
In the winter.
This is after you got up to be a pretty good-sized boy and wanted to learn.
That's right.
And who were some of the teachers?
Yes. Maud Dunn.
Miss Maud Dunn.
With my older brother, Marion.
Your older brother, Cleveland, married her.
And then the second teacher was Lila Hensley, and the next brother married her.
Oh, goodness, did they run out of teachers?
My mother was afraid to get another teacher in there, afraid I'd marry her.
I think your family boarded the teachers, didn't they?
Yes.
And she didn't want to lose little Willie, so she didn't get another teacher to board, huh?
Well, the next teacher was Florence Schutz.
Uh-huh.
But she didn't capture
me. She didn't capture you, huh? Who did capture you, anyway?
Well, I had to go out of town. I had to go to Sahita to get me a pretty little girl.
Sahita?
Sahita.
That's how many miles west of Falcuras?
30 miles.
About 30 miles west. And who was this pretty little girl you found?
That was Lila Bell Keener.
Lila Bell Keener, and I believe her family came
she
here.
She thought so much of me, she moved down here close to me.
Oh, magnetism.
And then I married her.
Then you married her. I believe her family came here from Beaumont, didn't they?
Right.
Her father's name was what?
Earl L. Keener.
And her mother?
Dora Lee Keener.
Dora Lee Gober Keener, right?
Right.
And they came from Beaumont for what reason?
Get the kids out of town.
Get them out of the big city.
Get them out of the city.
They really got them out of the big city because there wasn't much town at Sahita, was there?
No, there wasn't.
What kind of work was he going to do?
Run a dairy and farm.
I believe he bought cattle for Mr. Lester, didn't he?
He did.
Ran a dairy. This is before the days of Grade A
dairy. Right.
When you tied your cow to a tree or a
barbed wire fence
and milked her in a bucket. separated the milk?
By hand.
By hand?
Carried the hot milk to the...
The hot cream to the...
Oh, yeah, the hot cream, that's right.
How often did they... You take the cream in?
Once a day, every morning.
Every morning you took it to the cream line?
You had to, if you had the cream line, or you missed the train, you missed the boat.
You missed it. And then what did
we had no ice, we couldn't keep the milk, we had to send fresh dairy.
You speak like an expert about dairy. Did you ever run a dairy?
Seems like most of my life.
And you ran
some 20 years.
Of that hard time dairy and not the modern grade A dairy.
I never had a milking machine. And no electricity.
Was there any electricity in Falfurrias? When did it come in, do you know?
About eight or nine, I think.
Oh, that early? I didn't realize it was here that early.
I can't answer that very accurately. I don't know.
Okay, we were talking about your brothers married school teachers. What about your sisters? Who did they marry? Your oldest sister?
My old sister married John Helms, which was a carpenter by trade.
Mighty good carpenter, wasn't he?
He was a good carpenter. My second sister, Clara, she married F.W. Peel. He was a printer. He was printing Falfurrias facts for many years.
And then your third sister?
Lana. She married John Hensley.
That was the brother of Leland Hensley that had married your brother Gene, right?
Right.
I suppose that's how she met him?
Yes.
He was probably visiting her sister-in-law, Leela. I believe he did a work that was very unusual in this country, didn't he? Try to keep down the border raids that were happening about 1915?
Well, he belonged to the Ranger Force for many years, and he was special range rider for Mr. Laster for many years. And he went back and joined the Border Patrol. And he was under... He worked the rest of his life, I guess, as a Border Patrolman. He was a law officer all of his life.
Uh-huh.
He was jailed when he died.
I believe he was a jailer in Edinburgh. I'm still a law officer to the end. Let's talk about your children. Now, I'm your oldest. I'm Lois. And then what?
Johnny Lou.
Johnny Lou. And then? Will Paul, right?
Will Paul, Jr.
Will Paul, Jr. And Will Paul has a child named Will Paul also that's Will right. Paul the Third. We call him Trey, don't we?
Unfortunately, my family all live, my children all live close to me.
How about the Maupin family? Weren't they an early family here?
Yes, now the Maupin family is who Will Paul Jr. married. He married D.G. Maupin, right? Let's talk about her family.
Her grandfather worked for Mr. Laster. A minute. Oh, well, they were managers for Mr. Laster for many years on the ranch.
Now his name was Jim. Jim Moffitt.
They married twin Wilson girls.
Jim Maupin and Tom Allen married. Mr. Laster got two maids in here, was twin sisters. And Tom Allen married one, and Jim Maupin married the other, put him out in maids.
Uh-huh.
So my son, he thought this must be pretty good cooks in the family, so he had to marry one of the granddaughters.
Uh-huh.
Dickie.
I believe the twins kind of passed on down, didn't they? Didn't Jim Mop and his wife have two sets?
Yes.
There was Jim and Mary.
Jim and Mary and then...
Mildred and Emily.
Mildred and Emily.
Uh-huh. And Tom Allen raised his family here, and most of them are gone, aren't they?
That's right.
What did Jim Maupin do?
He was manager at the ranch.
He was manager for who?
Mr. Laster.
I thought he was a law enforcement officer or something.
Well, that was after he retired from ranch.
Oh.
He became a law enforcement officer after he got too old to work. But he worked for Mr. Laster.
I see.
All of his younger days, and he was a good citizen, and we needed him as a law officer.
So he wore the badge a while.
He wore the badge a while. He was a political man.
I've heard you talk about a family that was very dear to you, the Dawson family.
Yes, J.F. Dawson, Mr. and Mrs. Dawson was our next door neighbor when we lived in the dip mine.
Next door,
they're only 4 or 5 miles over there.
Oh, man.
But they're a real good friend of ours. And they had one son, Jim. But she lives here now and has raised a family of its own.
Didn't the Overweathers live down there too?
Old man Overweather was boss of the Sullivan Ranch. I think they raised 5 children. They worked there many years. Was forming on the Sullivan Ranch.
I believe the Brooks family lived south of you, didn't they?
Yeah, they're next door neighbors too. It's only 4 or 5 miles over there to them.
To the south?
To the south of us. They had Brooks and they had 2 children, John Martin and Corinne. That was prairie country. When we moved down there, it wasn't nothing to get up in the morning and see them 4 horses coming loping across that prairie across there, and Miss Brooks and those children come across with their horseback. They didn't have no automobile or wagon or anything.
Nobody did, did they?
They went over with a horseback.
How about?
The Corinne Brooks was as good a horseman as I ever seen.
Really?
Bareback. She didn't use a saddle.
Well, I'll see.
I never seen her ride a saddle.
She never married. That's Miss Corinne Brooks,
Miss
lives
Corinne
in Falfurrias now.
Right.
And John Morgan is the one that was county judge and
succeeded his father.
His father was the county was named for him, wasn't he?
That's right.
That's John Morgan Brooks, I believe you knew the Birchfields too, didn't you?
Birchfield is one of the early settlers here. They're taking up school land near us down there. They raised a large family. 5 children, I believe. Tom and Earl and 3 girls. Ruth, Hazel, and Lila.
They had a 4th girl?
Ruth and
Hazel and Vera and Delilah. Now you married Lila Bell Keener.
Lila Bell Keener.
In 1925, right?
Right.
And when did you move to the place where you live now? November 1st, 1923. And was it all cleared and pretty and orange orchards and everything like
that? Three acres of it was cleared with a 2 barbed wire fence around it. And a flowing well.
And a flowing well. Well, that's good that you already had the well drilled, isn't it?
That's right.
Well, how'd you get the rest of it cleared? Come on in, Mama. We want to talk to you, too.
Well, my wife cleared part of it.
Uh-huh.
She is pretty good driving her old hands.
She was.
Good milk hen. But she was best working those young mules.
Working young mule.
Well, that mule, if the pen couldn't work, I'd give her those mules to break. I raised young mules. She helped me break those mules, as well as a dairy hand. She was a splendid dairy hand.
Milking by hand?
Milking by hand. She don't know nothing about these fangled milking machines.
Y'all aren't very much help with Will Paul and his fangled dairy, are you?
Not much.
Pipeline milkers and milking machines. Milking parlor, they call it. Your milking parlor didn't even have a roof over it, did it, at first?
Or a white fence on the roof.
I had a pretty good cowboy helper, too. When the first masculators came in on the market, well, we bought one, and she was one of the best veterinarians I ever used, more accurately than any hand I'd ever used with those masculators.
What is a masculator?
You make a steer out of the little bulls.
What, Mom? Bird deezers?
Can you describe where your place is now?
It's 8 miles northeast of Foul Fury.
The house is on Jim Wells and Fayburg County line. Brooks County line just south.
And when y'all first came here, y'all, you were ranching, right? When you first moved to this part, you were ranching and milking, or just
no, farming? No, running dairy and farming.
You had it rented before we married.
And we ranched, farmed, and I was a bee drone, and my wife was a queen. We had a big bee apiary for a good many years.
How many hives did you have?
From 300.
Well, what did they eat? Were there many mosquitoes here then?
There was mostly flowers.
Wildflowers.
There wasn't many mosquitoes here at that time. What mosquitoes were just this running mosquito on the ground. But they did bloom.
Okay, then there were no trees in this part of the country.
Not many.
Yes. There were lots of trees in the 25.
Mesquite tree?
And when we moved up here, but tip mine, there was no trees when we moved down there.
Oh, Well, what other kind of trees other than mesquite? Were there any hackberries and ebony and that sort of thing?
Weesach. Lots of weesach. Very few ebony.
We haven't talked about my sister, I don't guess, Johnny. She's married to Buddy Wilson. She lives here near you, too, doesn't she?
Yes, married to Buddy Wilson. They have four boys down there. The boys have lots of help coming here. Pink hit for me quite often.
Let's name off your grandchildren now. Lois's children, name them.
Lois's children was
Laura Lee,
Billy Ed, and the twins,
Mildred
and Paula. And the last but not least is Glenn.
Okay, then Johnny's children?
Johnny's children were Steve, Donnie, Terry, and J.D.
And Will Paul's children?
Trey, Fawn, Dana.
Dana's the one we lost.
The one we lost. And Fawn.
And KB.
KB.
Kenneth Berry.
Who's he named for now? Little Berry Wright.
Little Berry, my daddy.
Your daddy, isn't he?
What's it, Little Berry? Your daddy's? What was your daddy's? Your grandfather's name?
My grandfather.
Where did the berry come from?
My grandfather was just right. My daddy's name was little Billy, but they called him Buddy. Bud Wright.
I thought Little Barry's father was called Barry.
He wasn't. Jeff.
Yes, my father had a brother named Jeff Wright too.
I bet that when did they build this Floella school?
The Floella community that's about 3 miles, 3.5 miles south of you?
When I moved here in 1923, it was a wooden building down there where the windmill was at the old Floella town site. And with one or two teachers. But then about 1925, well, they built this brick school up here on the highway and had 3 teachers.
This is on the Rivera Highway now.
Highway 285. But it's abandoned now. Was that school built during the WPA days?
No.
Earlier than that, huh? Okay, then there was also a school close to the spot where your wagon broke down when y'all first came here?
Los Alamos.
The Los Alamos school.
Yes.
And that was later moved out from the school district was consolidated.
That was where the first post office here was. It was called Piasana Post Office.
Even before there was a town of Falfurrias?
Yes.
And then some, maybe 4 miles west of you, there's another school, La Gloria, right? But that's over in another county, in Jim Wells
yeah.
County.
Here.
Well, yes, we are in Jim Wells and Claiborne here, aren't we?
Claiborne, South Carolina. Well, Ferris was growing business in the early days with watermelons. In the early years, Powell Ferris was a real watermelon center. They shipped live many carloads of watermelons. That was 4 trucking days. It all shipped out by car lots.
From a train?
From a train.
Now that's when? Back in the before 1920?
Oh yeah, from 1905 on up to 20.
All of our cattle were shipped out by rail except what we hauled to San Antonio in a 4-wheeler trailer behind the Model A car.
All our hogs were shipped in carload lots only.
Well, what happened if you just had a few hogs?
You marked your hogs, paint mark here, and I marked mine somewhere else, and another fellow would cut a bunch of arrow out in here. But you had to ship carload at a time. They all went out together and shipped to San Antonio. There was no other market.
What were these hogs fed on?
Separated milk.
Separated milk and what they pick up in the pasture.
You separated the cream out of it and sold the cream and then fed the hogs separated milk.
Right.
Have they ever raised much cotton around up here?
At one time they did.
This land out here was all it was cleared was sold and raised cotton on it for years, and some of it was called killed or dead. It wouldn't raise anything hardly because it had been cotton to death when we moved out here. It was sold out in 1911, and some of it was cleared, little places around here and there.
And then later on, they started truck farming, like tomatoes and cucumbers and things like that?
That happened about 1910.
No,
Well, I know in the Kingsville area, in the time between 19, say 3 to 10 along in there. They were doing a lot of crop farming. Cantaloupes, Nova Kennedy Ranch, they were doing.
There was truck farming. Truck farming here in 1906. That Hopper Edition was all an irrigated vegetable center. And where that park is there, what do you call it there? Called the highway. That was all into the Shield Edition. It's called the Shield Edition then. And that was irrigated and it was in vegetables. That's 1905 through 8, I would say.
Uh-huh. Was the Hopper family an early family here?
Fairly early.
No, not as early as Rochelle.
The old man Frank, Hopper married a daughter of old man Frank Rochelle, which was one of the pioneer ranchers in Trial Furious.
You mentioned Newt Rochelle a while ago. Well,
Frank Rochelle was a brother to old man Newt Rochelle.
Uh-huh. And how about Ed Rochelle?
Ed Rochelle was a son of Newt Rochelle, and little Frank Rochelle.
And Mrs. Hopper and Mrs. Scott were both
sisters.
They were sisters.
They were old man Big Frank Rochelle's daughters.
Daughters.
And Happy Hopper married
Cecile
Rochelle, old man Frank's daughter.
And wasn't it J.R. Scott?
J.R. Scott, our banker, married Lois, the other Rochelle
daughter.
Lois
Rochelle. I believe you have some great-grandchildren, don't you?
Yep.
Which one of your grandchildren has children?
Laura has my great-grandchildren. We have 2 great-grandchildren.
Laura married who?
Jess Howell.
Jesse Howell. And their names, Mama, what are their names?
Jason is 6 years old in the first grade at the Gloria School now. LaPessa will be 3 this year.
We got a dozen grandchildren.
Cheaper by the dozen, huh?
Lois has 5, Johnny has 4, and Will Paul has 3. He robbed the cradle when he got me.
How old were you, Mama?
I was 16, sweet 16. I moved to this country in the real early part of 1918 during the First World War. Mr. Lester was bringing families in to the country, Anglo families, and settling the country west of here. The Sahita country and the Realitas country, and was selling Jersey cattle to them on the half, and they were paying for them on half the cream check and selling land to them. And my father bought 160 acres of land and 20 Jersey cows, and we moved out there March the 3rd, 1918. I was 9 years old from Beaumont.
You sold your cream to the creamer and they kept half the money and put it on the cows, huh?
Got up at 4 o'clock and milked those 20 cows and carried our cream 1.5 miles to the cream line, walked 3 miles to the Sahita School, which was a school, one-room school about 20 by 40. One teacher teaching 8th grade. Went 3 years without missing a day.
That's really good for those days.
Yes, I did.
How far did you go in school, Mama?
Walked 3 miles.
But to what grade did you go into?
I was in the 8th grade. I had the 8th grade when I moved in here to Foul Furious. And when I moved in here to Foul Furious in 1923 was when the Foul Furious School was getting its college affiliation.